Hashem, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Ayin Ches. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Amud Brushus Horabim. If there's a pillar standing in the middle of Roshus Horabim, Gavoya Asoro, it's 4 Tvachim high, Varocha Varbo, and 4 Tvachim wide, and these are the exact dimensions for something to be classified as a Roshus Hayochid. And what does one have to do to take away, to strip it from its status of Roshus Hayochid? So obviously, if you cut it down and it's less than 10 Tvachim, or you narrow it, you make it less than 4 Tvachim wide, it will not be Roshus Hayochid. And in this case, V'no'atz boy yoseid kol shehu. And this person, he took a peg, doesn't have to be a very wide one, and he stuck a peg at the top of this pillar in the Roshus Horabim. Then Rav Huna says, Miatoi, it's considered as if you've now minimized the width of this post, and because, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, he can no longer use it. Till now I had a flat surface that was usable, a surface of 4 tvachim wide, providing it's 10 tvachim off the ground. If it's 4 by 4 tvachim wide, then it's usable. You put a peg in the middle, it's no longer usable. Omer Rav Adabarava. Rav Adabarava argues with Rav Huna and says, Ubegavoya Shloisha. This is providing that the peg is 3 tvachim high. If the peg is less than 3 tvachim high, then it's just sort of considered as an extension of the surface of the top of the post, and therefore it's still considered a Roshus Hayochid. Abaye v'rova d'omer tarvayu. Afal pi she'ein gavoya shloisha. Abaye and Rava argue with Rav Adabarava. They say that even if it's less than 3 tfachim high, this peg, nonetheless, we look at it as if you've minimized the use of the area at the top of this post, and it's not a Roshus Hayochid. Afal pi she'ein gavoya asoro, mai tama. Why, according to Abaye v'Rava, even if the peg is less than 3 tvachim high, do we say that the post is not considered a Roshus Hayochid? Because lo mishtamish lei, because you can no longer use the top of this post if there's a peg stuck in the middle of it. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says he goes to the other extreme. He says, Afilu shegavoya shloisha, even if this peg is 3 tvachim high, nonetheless, the post is still considered a Roshus Hayochid. Maitam, what would be the reason of Ravashi? Efshad toli bei midi. What's the reason that we say that if there's a peg at the top of the post that it's not considered a Roshus Hayochid anymore? Because the presence of the peg, takes away from our ability from using the surface as one would use a Roshus Hayochid. However, he says, you have a peg at the top of the post, you can still use it, you can hang something on it, and therefore it retains its status of Roshus Hayochid. Omle Ravacha Berei Derava LeRavashi. Mol'u Kuloi B'Yaseidois Mahu. We can understand, according to Ravashi, if you put a single peg in the top of a post, you can use it to hang something. If you fill up the whole top of the post with a number of pegs, Mil'u Kuloi, which means you filled up the whole top of the post with pegs, and now you can no longer hang something on the peg that's there because there's too many pegs there. You cannot hang anything in such a fashion. Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say that now, according to Rav Ashi, it will lose its status of Roshus Hayochid? Omar Lei. So Rav Ashi answered back to Rav Acha Berei Derava, Lo Shemir Lecha Hod Omar Rav Yechanon. Did you not hear what Rav Yechanon deduced from, he actually learnt it from a Mishnah, but it was Rav Yechanon that explained that that's what the Mishnah means, that Rav Yechanon said, the halacha is Boir V'chulyosa. If you have a pit, that's a boir. The chulyasa is the pile of earth that was actually dug out of the pit. That means it became a pit when one removed the earth, and typically one would put the earth around the pit. So if this pit, if now the entire opening or the entire depth of this pit is only 10 tvachim if you include the height of the pile of earth around the ditch, around the pit. For example, if you dug out 5 tvachim of earth and you put the earth around the pit, and now you have 5 tvachim high pile around the pit, together with the 5 tvachim depth of the pit, together you have 10 tvachim. Boir v'chulyosa, mitzdarfim la'asara. They merge together to be considered a single height of 10 tvachim, to make up a Roshus Hayochid. And not only regarding the height, do we say that we can include the earth, the pile of earth around the pit. But what happens if the width of this pit is only 4 tvachim if you measure it from the top of the pile? Because the pile is a little bit further apart than the pit itself. The pile is standing on the edges, on the brim of the pit. So if you have the 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim area that you need at the top of the pit, but that's not inside the pit, but just in the area which is covered by the pile on top of the pit, it's also mitzdarif, and therefore it's a reshus hayachid. So if you have a pit that the rim, the pile of earth around the pit, is what makes it up the 10 tvachim and what makes up the 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, then the pit with the whole entire, with the pile of rubble around the pit is considered a reshus hayachid. And if somebody were to take something from Rosh HaRabim beyond it and put the object on Shabbos on top of the pile, it would be considered as carrying from one Rosh to another on Shabbos. Va'amai. So the question is, how can Rav Yechanon say that the top, the boyer v'chulyos amitztarfim la'asara, that we include the area at the top, that means the pile of rubble, to define the 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, holoi mishtamishle. But it's true that the area itself, if you took the entire area with this pile, the chulya, the pile around the pit, is a circumference which is encircling an area of 4 by 4 tvachim, but you cannot use that whole area because the area in the middle is actually hollow. It's just a rim of earth going around the pit. So what does it help that it's that big? Elomai is loch lemeimer. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say it's mitzdarif and it's considered a reshus hayochid? We have to say, the monach midi umishtamish. You can place a shelf, a piece of wood, a stone on top of this pile which is surrounding the pit, and then you can use the whole 4 tvachim. Hachanami so too, even though you've put many pegs on top of this pillar, and in its present state you cannot use it, but since there's a number of pegs there, you can actually put a shelf or a piece of material or something across the top of these pegs. Monachmid, you can put something there, and you can use it as you would irushus hayochid. And therefore these pegs do not strip this pillar of its status of rushus hayochid. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yudah Mashmuel. And we've seen in a previous sugya that if you have a wall, and this wall is separating two chatzeris, and you want to be able to use the top of the wall, which is actually shared by both chatzeris, then it has to be that the tashmishon, that the use, is benachas, is easy. So somehow we have to, so to speak, lower the height of the wall, and obviously we don't lower the height of the wall, but we do something to the wall that makes it easily usable, and at least to somebody on one side of the chotzer, and then he can use the wall and the other person cannot use the wall. And we also learned another halacha, that if you have two people, two chatzeris on each side of one on each side of the wall, then if you have a proper wall without a significant opening, then the two chatzeris can actually not make an eruvei chatzeris to allow them to carry from one rishus, from one chotzer to the other chotzer. However, if you can make this wall be considered as if it's an opening, a pesach, then you'll be able to make an eruvei chatzeris between the two chatzeris. How do you do this? So we said if you put a ladder on each side of the chotzer, or on each side of the wall, in each chotzer, flash a ladder back to back with each other on this wall, and people can easily go up and over the wall with these ladders, then it's considered as if it's a Pesach, providing the ladder is 4 tvachim, the rungs of the ladder are 4 tvachim wide, and then it's actually considered a Pesach to allow the two chatzeris to make an Eruvei chatzeris. But here we're talking about just putting a ladder near a wall in order to make the top of the wall easily accessible, so it should be similar to a wall that's less than 10 tefachim, which is called tashmishoi benachas, which will allow the one neighbor who's got the ladder there to use the top of the wall. So what did Shmuel say? Koisel asara, you have a wall of 10 tefachim high. That is the minimum required height to be considered a wall. Tzorich sulam arba esre latiri. You want to use the top, you want to consider the top of the wall as easily accessible, it has to be that the ladder is positioned in such a way that you can easily go up the ladder and use it. An absolutely vertical ladder is a very difficult one to use. So it has to be that it's diagonal on some level. It's a leaning on the wall, which means that the wall, that the ladder, the foot of the ladder is at least 4 tfachim away from the wall. The ladder has to reach the top of the wall. So how tall does the ladder have to be? Shmuel said, Arba Asrei, it needs to be 14 tfachim high, 10 tfachim for the height, 4 tfachim the distance away from the wall, and then the ladder reaches the very top of the wall, and then Lhatiroi, it's you're allowed to use the top of the wall. Rav Yosef Omar, Afilu Shleisha Asor Umashu, it's enough if it's 13 tfachim and a bit. Because he also says that to be able to comfortably go up the ladder, it has to be 4 tfachim away from the wall. The base of it has to be leaning on the wall, the foot being 4 tfachim away from the wall. But he says it doesn't actually have to reach the top of the wall, the top of the 10 tfachim. It's enough if it's within a tefach from the top. So if the ladder is 13 and a bit tfachim, it's enough. Abaya Omar, Afilu Achadasre Mashu. Abaya says that even 11 and a bit tfachim is enough, because you have 4 tfachim, that the ladder, the foot of the ladder is away from the wall. And he says that if the top of the ladder reaches within 3 tfachim from the top of the wall, that's enough. So if the ladder is 11 and a bit tfachim, then you have less than 3 tfachim from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, and that's enough. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua Omar, Afilu Shiva Umashu. He says that ladder of 7 and a bit tfachim is also enough, because he says that you can even go up a ladder that's totally vertical, and therefore I don't need the 4 tfachim between the wall and the base of the ladder. The ladder is straight up vertical, flush with the wall, and he holds that if the ladder reaches within 3 tfachim of the top of the wall, that's enough. So a ladder of 7 and a bit tfachim is enough. Omar Rav. Rav said, Sulam Zokuf Memait. Rav said that if you have a vertical ladder, indeed it's considered, so to speak, as if you've minimized the height of the wall, which means you can easily access the top of the wall. Gemara, I have that halacha as a tradition. V'lo yodana maitama, but I don't know why it should be that case, because it's not easy to go up such a ladder. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel is now explaining Rav. He doesn't really agree with Rav, because you'll notice six lines earlier, Shmuel said you need a ladder of 14 tfachim. But Shmuel is explaining Rav. You, Rav, you had a tradition that a vertical ladder is enough. You don't understand why it should be possible. Vlayoda Abba. Abba was a term sometimes used for Rav, according to some Rishonim. Vlayoda Abba. Taimadar Milsa. Midi Dehava A Itztaba. Al Gabi Itztaba. We already saw in a previous Gemara that if you have a platform or two platforms, one on top of the other, and that even though they are absolutely on top of the other, they're not diagonal in any way, then we said that such an Itztaba actually serves to minimize, so to speak, the distance between the base of the chotzer, the floor of the chotzer, and the top of the wall, because it's, so to speak, raising the people who are beyond the wall that are on the Itztaba. And the Itztaba was allowed to be exactly one on the other. So to hear the ladder, it's enough if the rungs of the ladder are not diagonally away from each other, but just exactly on top of each other, it's also enough. And the Ritva discusses this, and the Chaznish discusses this. It's the comparison between the two is a little bit complicated, but either way, that's how Shmuel explained Rav. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba, Omar Abchia. The Kolim Sheba Bovel, those palm trees from Bovel that used to be chopped down, and they would be placed on the floor next to this wall. Einon Tzrichin Keva, just putting them on the floor at the bottom, at the base of this wall, is enough to consider the floor as raised, and if as long as there's not 10 tfachim from the top of these palms to the top of the wall, then the wall is called easily usable and accessible. Maitama. The question is, since you can move them on Shabbos, and we saw in a previous Gemara that anything that can be moved on Shabbos is not considered fixed. If it's not fixed, it will not be memait. Kveidon kivoson. It's true that they're not nailed down or cemented down, but since they are so heavy, no one is going to come to move them. And therefore, it's considered as a memait. It can be considered as minimizing the height from the people who are standing on these palms to the top of the wall. Rav Yosef Omar Boishia, Sulamos Sheba Bovel, that these ladders in Bovel, that even though they were not fixed onto the floor, but they were just standing against the wall, also, Einon Srichen Keva, it's considered that it minimizes the height of the walls, even if they are not fixed. My Tama, why is that true? Ladders are not booked, so they can be moved. Kveidon Kveivason, because they are so heavy, again, people will not move them, and it's considered as if it's fixed. Mando Omra Sulomois, Kolshkin to call him, the person, the opinions that hold, that which is Rav Yosef Omra Boishia, who says that even ladders do not need to be fixed. Kolshkin to call him, even more so, they will agree that the palm trees do not need to be fixed. Mando Omra to call him, but the opinion that says, which is Rabbi Omar Bchia, who says that these cut down palm trees, they don't need to be fixed. Aval Sulama Isloi, they will hold that in the case of the ladders, they are not as fixed as these heavy palm trees lying on the floor, and therefore it's possible that somebody would move these ladders, and therefore they are not considered fixed. Continues the Gemara. Boy Meneir of Yosef Mirabba. Sulam Mikan. V'sulam mikan v'kashin be'emtza. If you have a type of a ladder, because as we said before, in order for something to be considered a Pesach, for something to be significant, and maybe even just for the ladders, but it's complicated, but in order for it to be a Pesach, that if you have such a ladder on both sides of the wall, it will actually be considered as if there's an opening in the wall and they can do a Eruv Chatzeres, then, but you don't have the ladder itself, is not the rungs are not four tefachim wide. But there's a sulam mikan, there's a very, very narrow ladder on one side. The sulam mikan, another narrow ladder, a few tefachim away from it on the same sides of the wall, but one further to the right, one further to the left. And in between the two ladders, the kashin be'emtza, you have a type of a ropes going between the two ladders, and that connects the two ladders. If you take now the two ladders themselves plus the ropes in between, you have four tefachim between them. That means the whole thing adds up to four tefachim. But so do we say that such a type of ladder is considered as a ladder whose rungs are four tefachim wide and will suffice or not? Mahu, what's the halacha? Omar le. So Rabbah answered back to Rav Yosef, Ein kaf haregel oile bohen. On these kashin, on these ropes, a person, the sole of a person's foot does not go on them, if it's not strong enough or not comfortable enough, but either way, a person does not actually use these ropes as part of the ladders, as part of the rungs, and therefore, it's not considered as a ladder of four tefachim wide, because the main part of the ladder that a person actually goes up on is in the middle of the ladder. And here the middle part of this four tefachim contraption is ropes that you cannot actually walk on, go up on, and therefore it's not considered a ladder. Koshin mikan, v'kashin mikan, v'sulam be'emtza. What happens if you have the solid rungs are in the middle of the four tefachim, but on each side, between the right-hand side of this narrow ladder and another pole, you've got some of these ropes, and the same on the left-hand side, which means that it's the center of the ladder which has solid rungs, and the sides of the four tefachim ladder have the weaker the ropes. What's the halacha there? Mahu, what's the halacha? Omar le. So Rabbah answered back, Hare kaf haregel oile bohen, since the foot of the person goes up on the rungs, the solid rungs in the middle, and the ropes on either side are used as handles to hold on and help a person go up the ladder, and therefore it's considered a proper ladder. Continues the Gemara. Chokak, and this is Rav Yosef again asking Rabbah, Chokak lehashlim bekoisel. If you had a ladder that was only, for argument's sake, two tefachim wide, but you need the rungs of the ladder in order to be considered a Pesach, you need it to be four tefachim wide, and the ladder is just not four tefachim wide. So what this person did was, he actually carved out into the wall, flush with each rung, he actually extended the rung, so to speak, he made a notch inside the wall, so a person can actually put his foot on a whole four tefachim area of length, making up, so to speak, the rungs. So the question is, if he's etching out these rungs into the wall, how high up the wall does he have to go to be considered a Pesach? Omar le, so Rabbah answered to Rav Yosef, Ba'asor, if the first 10 tefachim of this ladder has rungs that have been extended by etching out into the wall, have been extended to 4 tefachim wide, that suffices. Omerle, chokokoi kuloi bekoisel bekamo. What happens in a case where a person, he doesn't have a ladder at all? He's only got these rungs, he's only got these steps that are actually made of carved out into the wall. You've got these openings, these carvings that allow a person to go up them. How high do these carvings have to be? Or how high up the wall do we have to have these steps to be considered a Pesach? The entire wall. You have to get to the top of the wall. What's the difference between chokak lehashlim and chokakoi kuloi? Why, if you've got a ladder and you just want to widen the rungs, do we say over there only 10 tefachim of the wall, the height of the wall, have to have these extended rungs? But in a place where you've got no ladder, you've only got the carvings in the wall, there you need to have all the way to the top of the wall. Omalei says, I'll explain it to you. Hasom mistalikle, in the case where you have a ladder and you're just extending the rungs, there the ladder actually gets right to the top of the wall. The wall may be 20 tefachim high. You have a ladder, you can get to the top. All I need is a status of Pesach. To be a Pesach, I need 4 tefachim wide, but to be a Pesach, I only need 10 tefachim high. So for that matter, 10 tefachim up the wall, 10 tefachim of these wide rungs is sufficient. However, in the case where there's no ladder, then, and you're only using these carved out steps, if so, how are you going to get to the top of the wall? Hacha loy mistalikle, he cannot easily go up this wall. And therefore, since I do not have a ladder there, and the ladder is much easier to go up, if you don't have a ladder and you're relying on these steps, you need these wide steps to go all the way to the top of the wall in order to be considered that one can easily go up this wall. Continues the Gemara. Boy Mineir of Yosef Mirabba. Rav Yosef is asking another question to Rabba. Asoi le'ilon sulam mahu. You want this wall to be considered as a wall that you can easily go up and over, and he wants it to be a Pesach, and he has a tree, he doesn't have a ladder there, but there's a tree just flash with the wall, and the branches of the tree are jutting out in a way that you can easily climb up them to go over the wall. But you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. The question is, the very fact that potentially you could go over the wall, does that mean that it's called a Pesach? Or do we say no? Since on Shabbos you cannot go over the wall, therefore it's not a Pesach. Tiboye l'Rebbe, tiboye l'Rabbonon. And we'll remember on the Flamud base, we saw Machlekas, if somebody puts that in Eruv Tchumin, here we're talking about Eruv Eichatzeris. In the case of Eruv Tchumin, if somebody puts the food of the Eruv Tchumin up on a tree, then we saw those Machlekas Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Rebbe said that the Eruv is valid, even though you cannot go up the tree on Shabbos, but at what point in time does the Eruv Tchumin have to be valid? Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes, the halacha is that anything that's only also midrabbonon is mutter Bein HaShmoshes, according to Rebbe. And therefore, you're allowed to climb a tree Bein HaShmoshes, and since during Bein HaShmoshes, technically speaking, you could have reached your Eruv, therefore it's valid. The Rabbonon say no. Even Bein HaShmoshes, it's also to go up the tree, and therefore the Eruv is not valid. So here, Rav Yosef is asking Rabba, that my question regarding whether this tree can be used for Eruv Chatzeros, to be considered, so to speak, as a ladder to go over the wall, I'm asking you both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbonon. Tiboy l'Rebbe, I'll tell you what my question is according to Rebbe. Ad kan leik omar Rebbe. When did Rebbe say that the Eruv Tchumin is valid if the Eruv is at the top of the tree? Is Hasam, is in the case of the Eruv Tchumin, the kol dovor shumishum shvus legozor olov, that the Chachomim said that anything which is only also midrabbonon, for example, climbing up a tree, then the Chachomim said it was mutter bein hashmoshes. Hanamila bein hashmoshes, but that's only true bein hashmoshes. Eruv Tchumin, all I need is that a person acquires residence when Shabbos comes in at Bein HaShmoshes. And if I can reach the Eruv during Bein HaShmoshes, it suffices. I don't need to be able to reach the Eruv for the rest of Shabbos. Aval kula yoima loy. But even Rebbe agrees you're not allowed to climb this tree the rest of Shabbos. And over here, we're trying to define Pesach, we're trying to define an opening, how easily it is to go over the wall. So there it could be that Rebbe would agree that I need this opening, this Pesach, to be usable the entire Shabbos. If you can only use it for those few minutes, Bein HaShemoshos, but the whole Shabbos you cannot use it, then for all intents and purposes, it's as if most of the time I cannot go over this wall. It will not be considered a Pesach. Oy Dilma. And the other side of the coin is, afilu l'rabbonon, even according to the Chachomim, who say that in the case of Eruv Tchumin, where you have to be able to get your Eruv even Bein HaShemoshos, only Bein HaShemoshos, but they say you have to be able to reach the Eruv Bein HaShemoshos, and Bein HaShemoshos, the Chachomim said, was also to climb a tree, even though the Issa to climb a tree is only midrabbonon. But that's only regarding Eruv Tchumin, where you have to be able to reach your Eruv during Bein HaShemoshos. But over here, you don't have to do anything, really. Over there, I have to be able to reach the food. Here, all I need is that this wall should have the status of a Pesach. That means these four tefachim here, where the tree is, which is where the whole week you can climb over the wall using this tree, and even on Shabbos, you could climb over the wall using the tree. So as far as the wall is concerned, it's a wall that's easily climbable, and therefore it's called a Pesach. The fact that you have a halacha that says you're not allowed to climb this wall on Shabbos, that's a side detail, that you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos because, for whatever reasons, you might break off a branch, or whatever the reasons are. But that's a side issue. It's not defining how passable this wall is. It's a pischa, it's considered a pischa. V'ariyehu deravyale. The halacha that says you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos is no different to having a wall with a lion crouching on top of the wall. Or you have an entranceway, a doorway with a lion crouching there. The fact that there's a lion there that doesn't allow you to use that wall or to use that entrance, that doesn't mean it's not called a Pesach. Here too, since it's possible to climb over this wall with this tree, it's considered a Pesach. You can't go over it because of Hilchos Shabbos. That's just like a lion sitting there. And therefore, even according to the Rabbonon, it will be considered a Pesach, and they can do an Eruv Chatzeres. Another question. Rabbah didn't answer this yet, but Rav Yosef asked another question. Asoi le'asheiro. What happens if this tree is actually a tree that was used for Avodah Zorah? They served it as an idol. It's osur bahano. You cannot have any, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Asoi le'asheiro sulam mau. If this tree or whatever you're using as a ladder to go over the wall, what happens if it's osur bahano because of Avodah Zorah? Can you use it is it called a Pesach for Eruvei Tchumin or not? And we had a similar case to this, and we also learned about this previously on Daf Lamed Aleph. If somebody puts the Eruv Tchumin on a kever, on a grave, you're not allowed to derive benefit from a grave. And there it was a machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbonon. According to Rebbe Yehuda, if somebody puts an Eruv, the Eruv Tchumin, on top of a grave, even though you're not allowed to have anor from the grave, the Eruv Tchumin is valid. According to Rabbonon, it's not valid. So here, Rav Yosef is saying to Rabbah that Tiboy le Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboy le Rabbonon. I'm asking my question here, when you're using Avodah Zorah as a ladder to get over the wall, I'm asking both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbonon. Tiboy le Rabbi Yehuda, I'm asking even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan le ka'omer Rabbi Yehuda hasam, maybe in the case where you put your Eruv Tchumin on a grave, Rabbi Yehuda says your koina is only there, the muta liknois bayis b'isure hano. Because he holds that acquiring residence, as far as Tchum is concerned, you can do that even with something which is osano, elo hosom, only in the case of Eruv Tchumin, the bosor de konor le Eruv, le nichale de linter. Because the only hano he's having from this is at the moment that he's acquiring the residence. And why is he making an Eruv Tchumin? He's only making an Eruv Tchumin in order to do a mitzvah. Because that's the rule, that ein ma'arvim b'tchumin elo ledvar mitzvah. And mitzvahs lav lehonus nitnu, the benefit you have when doing a mitzvah is not considered personal benefit. You're doing a mitzvah. Since you don't care about protecting the food of the Eruv Tchumin after he's acquired residence, and whilst he's acquiring the residence, it's a mitzvah, and therefore over there it's muta. Elohosam, only there, the boss of the Konule Eruv, Lainichale de Linter, I don't care about using the grave after the Eruv is valid. As far as I'm concerned, the food can get eaten by an animal, it can be taken away, and therefore I have no benefit from the grave after the Eruv is valid. And when the Eruv is valid, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah's lav lehonis nitnu. But however, in the case of Eruv Tchumin, where Eruv Tchumin you do even for personal pleasure, it's not just a mitzvah. And therefore, since you're doing this for personal pleasure, maybe you're not allowed to have pleasure, and therefore it's going to be osur. It's not going to be considered a valid, or we're not considering this Avodah Zorah as a viable option to allow you to go over the wall, and therefore it's as if the ladder's not there. Oy Dilma, on the other side of the question is, Afilu l'Rabbonon, even according to the Rabbonon who say that in the case of Eruv Tchumin, it's not valid because you're not allowed to have any benefit from Isurei Hanah, maybe over there, where you're actually using the kever itself to acquire residence. The Rabbonon say you're not allowed to use a grave for anything. But over here, Pischahu V'Arya Deravyale. Over here, all we want here is that there is an ability potentially to go over the wall. The fact that I'm not allowed to go over the wall, like we said before, would be considered just like a lion crouching there. That's a side detail not allowing me to use the ladder, not to use the Pesach, but the Pesach is still there. It's not like Eruv Tchumin, where I'm not trying to use something, I'm trying to acquire a residence in a place that you're not allowed to acquire a residence here. Over here, I'm not trying to achieve anything. All I need is the status of a door. Well, you have a door, so to speak, because you have an ability to go over the wall. The fact that there's a side halacha that says don't do that, that doesn't take away from its status of Pesach. And that was the question. Omar Le, Rabba answered to Rav Yosef, Ilon Mutar. In the case of the tree where you're not allowed to go up a tree on Shabbos, in that case mutar. If you have a tree and through the tree is what allows you to go over the wall, in that case it's mutar and it's considered a Pesach. V'asheira, but in the case of Avodah Zorah, in the second question, Asura, in that case it's not considered a ladder, it's not considered as an opening because the halachas of Avodah Zorah don't allow you to go over this wall, and therefore it's osur. Maskiflor of Chizda. Rav Chizda asked against Rabba, Ada Rabba, logic says exactly the opposite. Ilon, in the case of the tree, that what's stopping you climbing the tree on Shabbos? She is a Shabbos Gerimloi. It's a halacha within the context of Shabbos that doesn't allow you to go up the tree. Nitzer, in there, it would make sense if you say that since I'm trying to create a Pesach, a status of Pesach in the halachas of Shabbos, because that's what I need the Pesach to allow me to make an Eruv Chatzeres between the two Chatzeres. And if Hilchas Shabbos, a different halach of climbing a tree, doesn't allow you to use this to go over the wall, it's not considered a Pesach. It would make sense. It should be Aser. Asherov, however, in the case of Avodah Zorah, she is a Dava Achir Gorim Loi. But in the case of Avodah Zorah, where as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, you can go over the wall. There's a side halacha, Hilchas Avodah Zorah, over there, that doesn't allow you to go over the wall. Loi nitzer, in that case, will say that it will be mutter. It will be considered just as a lion crouching on it, but it's not part of Hilchas Shabbos. So why are you saying exactly the opposite? Continues the Gemara. Itmar nami ki osa rovin omer abelaza va'omri lo omer vavo omer b'yechanon. It was either said in the name of Rabbelaza or in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. Kol she'isa Shabbos garam loy. Any time where it's halacha within Hilchas Shabbos that's not allowing you to go over the wall, also it's as if there's no Pesach in the wall. V'kol she'isa dava achir garam loy. But if the prohibition from or what's stopping you being able to go over the wall is a different halacha, not a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, mutter, then it's considered an opening and it's mutter, they can do their Eruvei Chatzeres together. Which is exactly the way Rav Chizda said that should be the answer. Continues the Gemara. That means we've had two opinions. We had Rabba's opinion that said that Ilon Mutter Asherah Asura. Rav Chizda said the opposite way round, and that was backed up by either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan. And now we're having a third opinion. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Hocha. Ilon plukte de Rebbe v'Rabbonon. In the case of going up a tree, it's exactly dependent on the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbonon. The same machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbonon regarding Eruvei Tchumin is going to apply here as well. According to Rebbe, you can go up the tree when Bein Hashmoshes comes in. According to Rebbe, it's called a Pesach v'Eruvei Chatzeris. According to Rabbonon, who say you cannot go up the tree Bein Hashmoshes, therefore the Eruvei Tchumin is not valid if the Eruv is in the tree. They'll say here also that the Eruvei Chatzeris, it does not consider the Pesach, and you cannot do the Eruvei Chatzeris. Asher plukta de Rabbi Yudav Rabbonon, the case of Avodah Zarah, is similar to the case of putting an Eruv Tchumin on a grave. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're allowed to put the Eruv Tchumin on a grave, well, I don't know if you're allowed to, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you put the Eruv Tchumin on a grave, it's valid, they'll say that here, if you have a tree, which is Avodah Zarah, a ladder of Avodah Zarah, it's also considered a Pesach, and you can do the Eruvei Tchumin, the Eruvei Chatzeris. According to the Rabbonon, who say that you cannot, that an Eruv Tchumin that is put on a grave is not valid, they'll say here also that the tree or the ladder of Avodah Zarah is not considered a ladder that allows you to go over the wall, and therefore you cannot make an Eruvei Chatzeris based on this Pesach. In the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.